because we are human, sometimes we add human qualities to God because that's the only way we can think. And I was thinking during Christmas week, as we were way out in California celebrating Christmas, the other part of our family was here. And as a father, as a grandfather, I was sitting there and I was thinking, I wish I had my whole family right here. I wish I could take my whole family and wrap them in my arms and just be all together. And then I began to think, you know, that's probably the way God's thinking. God has a desire that his entire family, his entire creation, be in his arms. And so, in that desire, he sent his Son, he sent Jesus, he sent the revelation, he sent the Savior of the world to allow it so that the entire world would come and be in his arms. Now, I had an epiphany myself 3 years ago. And it happened pretty much in the exact same place, possibly, that those magi experienced their epiphany. I debated all week as to whether to tell this story. And then I finally realized, you've known me, many of you, for 15 years. And you know I don't go around claiming that God speaks to me all the time. So maybe when I tell this story, because you know me, you won't think I'm quite a wacko. Actually, somebody after 9 o'clock Mass says, Deacon, I still think you're a wacko, but it was a great story. But anyway, it happened in Bethlehem. But the story really begins the day before. Because the day before we arrived in Jerusalem, we'd been up north, we'd been in Galilee, and it was beautiful, and it was peaceful. And there really wasn't a military presence there. But when we started getting close to Jerusalem, we encountered something different. We encountered military, we encountered checkpoints. They got on the bus, they had big guns over their shoulders, and they got on the bus, checked us out. So the whole atmosphere, the whole feeling changed when we got to Jerusalem. We checked into our hotel. I put my bags down in my hotel room, and all of a sudden, the first thing that I heard that made me recognize we were in Jerusalem, I heard the sound of the call to prayer, the Muslim call to prayer that is broadcast through loudspeakers through the entire city. No matter where you are, you hear this. It's quite an sort of an enchanting, sort of an eerie sound as we hear those prayers. And that's when I said a little prayer in my heart. I said, Lord, I don't understand. We call this the Holy Land. The Muslims think it's holy. The Jews consider it holy. We Christians think it's holy. But nobody's getting along. Everybody's fighting. In fact, some of us want to kill each other. All in the same place. How can this be? The Lord didn't answer that prayer at that point. The next day we went to Bethlehem. And we went into the church of the birth of Jesus. We went down under. We went into the grotto and went into the place that's considered the birthplace of Jesus. There's a big star of Bethlehem on the floor. And 17 of us, that's all, it was a pretty small group, we stood in awe at the birthplace of our Lord. We stood there for a while in silence, and then we began to do what most pilgrims apparently do when they go to that church in Bethlehem. What do you think? That's right, sing Christmas hymns. We began to sing, and I remember particularly as we sang Silent Night. And time was just sort of suspended. We were in the birthplace of the Lord. But time came to an end. You sort of got a sense, all right, your time is up. And sure enough, we looked up, and in comes another group of pilgrims, a rather large group of pilgrims. Several of them. They were Japanese. We moved aside. We stepped aside so that they could have their time in their space. And so they came in and they stood in awe at the birthplace of their Savior. And they began to do, guess what? Sing Christmas carols. They began to sing Silent Night in Japanese. Jeff's sitting there. He was there. to begin to sing Silent Night in Japanese. And we began to sing with them. And one of the pilgrims turned around and said to me, "It's all the same language, isn't it, Deacon?" And I said, "Yes, it is." And that's when I truly believe, in the depths of my heart, not some loud audible sound, but in the depths of my heart, the Lord said to me, "Until the entire world hears my son's message of love and forgiveness, there will be no peace." Well, like I said, I don't go around claiming that God speaks to me all the time. But in that time, in that place, in that situation, with an openness of heart, I heard him say that. And I began to ponder and I began to think, what does that mean? Does that mean we need to all be evangelists and we all need to be missionaries and we all need to go to the parts of the world that haven't heard the message of Christ? Well, you know what? We're not all called to do that. And I soon began to realize that that message is as much for us as Christians as it is for those who have not heard the message. Because you and I, sometimes we claim we've heard and we have heard. Sometimes we're not following that message of love and forgiveness. So really and truly, it needs to start right here. It needs to start with me. It needs to start with each one of us. Each one of us needs to hear, accept, and live the message of love and forgiveness. Maybe you and I can look at it this way. Maybe you and I are called to be like those magi. You see, the magi came from far away. They didn't have, like I had, an itinerary from bestfares.com. Said, go here this time. They probably did have to pay extra like I did to check a baggage, however. They had to rent another camel or something. But anyway, that's another story. But they didn't know where they were going. How many of us in this church know where our life is going to be tomorrow, next week, next year? We don't know where we're going, really. But our journey needs to be the journey to the light. Our journey needs to be following the light. We don't have a star, but we have the light of Christ that has been revealed to us, and that's where our journey needs to be. Seeking His light. Seeking Him. Seeking to follow Him. We need to be like those magi. I mean, there was even a miracle in that story. There was a miracle. Those men stopped and asked directions. And we need to ask directions. We need to ask the Lord, how do we get there? How do we follow you? How do we love you? How do we forgive? Let's you and I begin today. Let's be like those magi. Let's follow the light. Let's allow the Lord to be born in our hearts and manifested through us to the whole world. A message of love and forgiveness.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son.